Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tazayin and Yud Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find receiving Hagon Bikarov Mamesh. So Mishnah says Rami Gamliel Haya Omer. Rami Gamliel used to say, "Who's Rami Gamliel?" So he was the grandson of Hillel Hazaken, who we were learning about in the previous Mishnayos. After Hillel passed away, so his son Shimon was the Nasi, and then after he died, so Rami Gamliel was the Nasi. And this is Rami Gamliel that we're talking about in our Mishnah. He used to say as follows: Number one, Asay L'Charav, make for yourself a Rebbe, and this is different than Asay L'Charav that we had previously. That was an Asay L'Charav to teach you a Derech HaLimud, how to learn properly. This Asay L'Charav is teaching you how to paskin properly. If you have a din Torah comes in front of you, you're not so sure what to say, you have a suffix, so then you should have a Rebbe that you always go to him and he clarifies those sfeikas for you. Also, Vistalik min ha-suffik, stay away from suffik, which is very similar to this previous Nakuda, is that whenever you have a suffik that comes to you, don't decide it on your own. Make sure that you have somebody else that can help you with it. And lastly, Va'altar bil-Asar al-Madais, don't take off Meiser just by estimation. We know that Meiser is 10% of a person's produce, and he shouldn't say, "Oh yeah, I think this is 10%. For sure, if it's less, that's no good. But even if he ends up giving more, that's still not okay. He has to make sure to take precisely 10% Meiser. We know that Truma, which is given to a Kayin, could be done by Oimed, by estimation. And that's what he's emphasizing. Make sure to take off the precise amount of Meiser necessary. On to Mishnah Yudayin, Shimon Benoi Oimer, Shimon, his son, used to say, "Kol Yomai Gedalti Ben Chachamim. All my life, I grew up among the Chachamim." He was the son of the Nasi, and clearly had access to many Gedalim and great people. And he says, "V'loy matzasi leguf toiv elashtika." I found that the best thing for the body is being quiet, being silent. When somebody insults you or says something shameful, you want to yell back, you want to say something, don't. Be quiet. Swallow your pride, that's what we say, and that's the best thing that you could do for yourself. Also, v'loy ha-medjesh hu-ikr. Learning is not the main thing. Ela ha-maisa, it's the deed, it's doing. You can learn and learn and learn and learn all day long, but if you're not taking your learning into action, doing what you're supposed to be doing and acting properly, you miss the main point. Learning is great, but the maisa is the main thing. And lastly, v'chol mar b'dvarim, mevi chet. Anyone who talks too much, he brings sin upon himself. The example the Farshim bring with this is Chava, like as in the wife of Adam Arishain, that she spoke a little bit too much to the Nachash. She started telling him, "No, Hashem said I'm not allowed to touch it," which is really not true. She was allowed to touch the Eitz Hadas, she just wasn't allowed to eat from it. Because of that, she ended up sinning because the Nachash pushed her into the Eitz Hadas and she didn't die when she touched it. He said, "See, when you touched it, you didn't die, so you could eat it also." And then the rest is history, as they say, that she ate it and she gave to Adam to eat and so on and so forth. Therefore, a person should be very careful not to be marbu devarim. He should speak exactly what he needs to say, not more than that, so as not to run into issues. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Ches and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.